Open Water 20. Section 4, Physics, Part 1. Version 2.04, February 1, 2017. Always check this version you are listening to is the same as the version available on DiverAid.com. Introduction. The physical world can have a very significant impact on the way a diver moves, sees, hears and feels underwater. Additionally, there are physiological effects that will be discussed further here. Understanding the physics that causes these impacts is critical to the safety and enjoyment of diving. Some examples. Water density causes drag, and effectively decreases your ability to move freely. Colors appear different because some of them are absorbed by water. Water is a much better conductor of heat than air. As a result, we lose heat much more quickly in water. Most importantly, at sea level, water weighs about 800 times more than air. Therefore, as you descend underwater, you are quickly subjected to pressure. This greatly affects the gases inside the human body. You do not need to understand every part of every law or equation, but you must understand what it all means to you and your body when you are underwater. Raid note, this section is a little involved and we encourage you to talk to a dive professional at your Raid Dive Center if you need help. Section objectives. Explain some of the physical effects on divers underwater. Describe the states of buoyancy. Explain pressure, volume, and density relationships. Describe the effects on light and sound underwater. Explain how to calculate surface air consumption rates or SAC. Buoyancy. The dictionary describes buoyancy, as far as it applies to being in or underwater, as the tendency or capacity to remain afloat in a liquid. That phenomenon is based on something first discovered by the ancient Greek scientist Archimedes. He found that an object which is partly or fully immersed in water is pushed up by a force equal to the weight of the fluid displaced. That, obviously, is of significant importance to divers. Divers break this down into three types of buoyancy. Positive buoyancy. The object displaces more water than it weighs. Generally, this would mean the object is floating on the surface. If the object were held underwater and if it were to be released, it would head straight for the surface. Divers use this positive buoyancy by inflating their buoyancy compensation device or BCD, while on the surface to keep them floating, saving energy by not fighting to keep afloat. Neutral buoyancy. The diver's goal while underwater is to neither sink nor float. The amount of water displaced is equal to the body weight and equipment used. Neutral buoyancy is important for swimming over a reef without touching or damaging corals and to be able to hold a depth at 5 meters or 15 feet while completing a safety stop. This feeling of weightlessness is a fun part of the dive experience. This skill takes some time to master. Negative buoyancy. This is when the object sinks. The weight of the object is more than the water displaced by it. The diver can achieve this by deflating the BCD and sinking. How do you control your buoyancy? Use lead weight to compensate for the effects of the exposure protection worn in water. The thicker the wetsuit, the greater the positive buoyancy. Next, while swimming underwater, you can displace more water or less water by inflating or deflating the air in your BCD. Thirdly, when using open circuit scuba, the diver's lung volume will affect buoyancy. This allows you to achieve positive buoyancy at the surface and neutral buoyancy while underwater. To correctly weight yourself, you need to adjust your weights before you go for a dive, or any time you change part of the equipment you dive with, especially thermal protection, and when you move between freshwater and saltwater dive sites. Generally, adjust the weights that you carry, so that with an empty BCD and your equipment, you float with the top of your head breaking surface, while holding a full breath of air. Make sure your cylinders have only 30 bar or 500 psi of pressure when adjusting your weight. This simulates a near-empty cylinder much like at the end of a dive. This is important because your cylinder has less negative buoyancy at the end of the dive, as the air has been used, so you need to adjust weight for this scenario. Otherwise you will float to the surface while trying to execute a safety stop at the end of the dive. When you have established the correct weighting, simply dump the air from the BCD and breathe out through your open circuit regulator. Spend some time finding your correct weighting and the rewards will be noticeable. Overweighting yourself can be dangerous and make it hard to control your buoyancy correctly. Your RAID Advanced 35 or Explorer 30 program builds on this skill by fine-tuning your buoyancy. Buoyancy will be affected by diving in salt or fresh water as they have a different density and thus different buoyancy characteristics. The Dead Sea is so dense that people can float easily without needing to swim, while fresh water is less dense and to stay afloat you need to swim. Seawater is heavier than fresh water by 2.5 to 3% because of the greater amount of salts dissolved in it. When moving from fresh water to salt water, a diver has to add weight. The amount is not a precise calculation as it depends on factors other than just the buoyancy effects of salt water. The one factor which is difficult to judge is lung capacity due to the anxiety a diver may have going into a new environment for the first time. Reduce weight when moving from salt to fresh water. Fresh water is less dense and therefore has less upward force and less buoyancy, resulting in less weight to be carried by the diver. It is recommended to complete a buoyancy check before diving in a new environment. Don't waste a dive because you didn't sort out your weighting. As you gain more experience through further training and diving, you will find it much easier to redistribute your weight to achieve optimum buoyancy and trim. This three-dimensional sensation is all part of the excitement of diving. Being able to move up and down in any direction, or just float, in itself is relaxing and a good stress relief. License Agreement. This document is the property of Rebreather Association of International Divers AB, Sweden. All rights reserved.